Global growth has peaked, according to a new report. What does that mean for you? This is the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. First, though, the European Commission at any moment is expected to discipline Rome for its proposed budget, which is forecast to break the EU's deficit rules. Italian news reports had suggested Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini was open to reviewing the budget, but he reportedly told reporters in Parliament that while he's, quote, open to dialogue, the country's deficit and pension reform are off the table. All this comes as Italy has struggled to attract investors to buy government debt. Nicola Bori is an economist at Luiss University in Rome.
The big damage that Italy is facing is the threat foreign and domestic investors are not going to be willing to refinance the Italian huge debt at low rates. So we have been observing in the last months since the government took office a slow but progressive increase in the cost that the Italian government pays to finance its debt. 2 days ago, for the first time, there was an auction of Italian government debt that was tailored to domestic small investors, retail investors. And for the first time, even domestic small investors were reluctant to buy Italian debt. So this is a warning sign. This is the real threat, more than the fine that the European Commission might levy on Italy.
Nicola Bori. Well, Italy is one area of concern in a new report out today by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. Laurence Boone is its chief economist.
The primary issue is growth. It's also poverty and low employment, and this is something that requires structural reforms. Italy, as you know, has been doing quite a lot in that direction, and now a gradual adjustment of their public finance is also warranted in light of where debt is. For the moment, we project a deficit of about 2.4% next year, which is stabilizing, not declining, the debt-to-GDP ratio. We're also seeing some investment, but it, in our view, not enough. More needs to be done on the structural side. Progress with the banking union in Europe have stalled. The banking union is to ensure that we have a single market for banks. So if you're a French, you can borrow for your mortgage in Germany. And if you're Italian, you can borrow for investing in your small business in France, for example. And so banks hold debt for France, Germany, Italy, Spain. They have a very diversified balance sheet. At this stage, the bank's balance sheet is not as diversified, so it corresponds better to the national activity. And this is precisely where something should be done. It's completing the banking union as soon as possible to make sure that there is no redomination risk in the euro area.
Okay, so if we take a step back, the reports show that global growth has peaked. What does that mean?
So effectively, global GDP growth is projected to ease gradually from 3.7% this year to around 3.5% in 2020. So that's what we could call a soft landing. But as you know, soft landing are always very challenging because they assume that everything goes right on the policy side. So that's the appropriate pace of monetary tightening, is the appropriate withdrawal of fiscal stimulus. And all this in an environment where we have trade tension. All this trade tension, we estimate, have shoved off about 0.1 to 0.2 percentage point of GDP growth. Obviously, looking ahead, if they were to increase, for example, with tariffs on Chinese goods, then you could be talking about growth going down to 3% or slightly below over the course of the next 2 years.
Laurence Boone, let's do the numbers. Italian stocks are up ahead of that budget assessment from the European Commission, while bond yields are bouncing between gains and losses on mixed messages about the potential for compromise. Meanwhile, global crude prices are higher after plumbing December 2017 lows yesterday. But Goldman Sachs warns today more volatility is on the way. The U.S. investment bank said a failure from OPEC to cut production is among one of the biggest risks to prices. And the British pound is lower against the euro as Prime Minister Theresa May heads to Brussels to finalize her Brexit deal with the EU. Now, this week, the BBC is featuring its pick of 100 influential women around the world. Stacey Cunningham crashed through Wall Street's glass ceiling earlier this year to become the first woman to head up the New York Stock Exchange. She began her career as just one of a few women working on the floor of the exchange. So why was so much attention paid to the fact that she was its first female president?
It surprised me to receive so much attention. I didn't expect it to be so much of the story. And it became very clear and evident to me that other people needed to know that the sky was the limit for them. So seeing somebody continuing to progress through their career, I think is really important. If I can help other people, then I want to make sure I'm doing that.
Now, from flash crashes to cyber attacks, what keeps her up at night?
There are always concerns around market events driven by either a cyber attack or a global crisis or a flash crash. I mean, those are things that are always, there's always a risk of those things occurring. What my focus is making sure we're ready for anything that comes our way. We don't get to always have, there's no memo coming out saying, hey, tomorrow this is what's going to happen in the markets. Our markets need to be ready at all times.
That's Stacey Cunningham, and you can find out all of the rest of the BBC's 100 Women on our website. Finally, the chocolate spread Nutella is worth a sweet $2.3 billion in global annual sales. But next year, it'll face a challenge as spaghetti maker Barilla plans to launch a rival, one that uses no palm oil. Palm oil is in close to half the products that we buy in the supermarkets. It's also blamed for 8% of the world's deforestation between 1990 and 2008. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.